Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, September the 11th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 56 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. How about that? 56 degrees. Now, I don't remember the last time that we have had a morning where we dip down into the 50s. Now, I could be wrong about this. We might have had a chilly morning sometime this summer, but probably May was the last time we had a morning in the 50s. I don't know. If I've been paying attention, I would say the last time we had a morning in the 50s, 56 degrees, would probably have been sometime in May. Now, isn't it interesting, though, that as the Popcorn Festival ends and as Labor Day blows by us, which all happened last week, we had temperatures in the 90s for most of the week last week. Now we're settling into temperatures with highs in the 70s and even upper 60s some days this week. So I certainly think autumn is upon us coming up in 10 days. Now it's interesting this morning because as I even read the date, of course, has become a, and I hate to use this term because I know this was coined for World War II, but a date that will live in infamy, certainly September the 11th. It's a date 22 years ago today. The World Trade Centers were struck in New York by commercial airliners. The Pentagon was struck, and a plane went down in Pennsylvania. It was a horrendous day for so many people. It went on for so long, really for a year, people were still talking about it. We went into two different wars predicated on September 11th. A lot of people were lost and suffered injuries in those wars based on September 11th. And I'm not going to pass judgment on whether those wars were good or whether those wars were bad. But a lot of things happened in a lot of people's lives that started 22 years ago this morning. And it was about, well, that morning was actually a very nice morning, if I remember right. It was a beautiful sunny morning all over the East Coast and certainly here in the Midwest. And I don't believe anything started until late in the 8 o'clock hour. So almost exactly 22 years ago this hour. So it's interesting. And I remember I was working at a bank at that time. I was still in college. And the bank was located in Richwood. It was called Farmers State Bank. It no longer exists there. And I was going to work, and I had gotten to work that morning. I think if I remember right, we had to be there by 8:30. So I had gotten to the bank, and I remember somewhere around 8:45, we started to get word from people who were coming into the bank that something had happened. Because I don't think we had a radio or television on. We had a television in the break room, but I don't think we had a radio or anything on. And this is the days before cell phones or smartphones or anything like that. So you weren't getting information like that. You know, something if something like this happened now, we would know instantaneously. Everybody would know. But people were coming in, so somebody went into the break room and flipped on the television, and there it was. Seeing the planes fly into the buildings, it was, you know, horrible to watch. And then as the morning went on, nobody was coming into the bank that day. It was absolutely dead. I think everybody was home watching television. And we watched the buildings fall. We watched the Pentagon get hit. We watched the plane crash in Indiana. Then we watched the buildings fall, which was awful to see. And it just went on and on and on and on that day. Air traffic was canceled. Flight was canceled. The president, President George W. Bush at the time, gave an address on television. And I remember that night, because I think I was working two jobs at that point. And that night, I think I had to go to work somewhere else. And I just remember that I passed a gas station on the way home, or maybe it was on the way to the next job. And I remember there was a line outside the gas station going all the way down Mount Vernon Avenue. I don't think that gas station is there anymore. I think it was the old Marathon station that used to be there. I think now it's a car lot or it's abandoned right there across the street from the plaza. And I remember there was just a line of cars because I think everybody thought that we would not be able to get gasoline. There were all kinds of rumors that day. And it was just a horrible, horrible day. And it went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, I'm going to tell a story because it has to do with September 11th. And I don't know if I've told it on the air before. I probably have. But it's about spirituality, and it's about things that go on. Because I always say, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in that sort of thing. But there is a story in my life that does have to deal with September 11th in regard to that sort of thing. Now, this would have been a couple weeks later, because we were on the quarter system in college back then. And I don't think that the quarter system exists anymore. So September 11th happened, and I think we ended up going back maybe 2 weeks later, a week later, something like that. The school year started. Now, the first time you go to a class, you don't really know what classroom it's in, and you don't know the professor, and you don't know any of that. You just have your schedule. So the first day of school is happening, and I remember going to my classroom. Now, my classroom at that time was in a building called Morrill Hall on the Marion campus. I don't even know if they use that anymore for classrooms, but back then it was. And I'm going to Morrill Hall, and I'm going down the hallway, and I remember thinking, you know, for the first day of school, there aren't too many people in the hallway here. So I get to the classroom, and I look through the window, the sliver of a window in the door of the classroom. And I looked through that window, and I remember seeing that there were a bunch of students and a professor in the classroom, not in desks. They were all kind of huddled around each other on the floor. And in my mind, because we'd been seeing all these visuals because of September 11th for the previous week, I thought, well, maybe they're having a prayer vigil or something in regard to September 11th, so I'm not going to break in on the room and bother them. So I thought, well, I'm just going to go back outside and wait for this to be done, and then I'll come back in. So I walked back down the hallway, and I remember thinking, well, why am I going to go back outside? You know what? I'll just go back to the room, and then I'll stand outside the room and wait for them to be done, and then I'll go in. So this maybe took, I don't know, all of 30 seconds to realize this. So I turned back down the hallway, walked back to the room, and in the time, that 30-second period to walk away from the room, stop, realize I'm not going to go back outside, and turn around and go back to the room, I looked in the room again, and the light was off, and there was nobody in there, and I had never seen anybody leaving that room. They did not pass me in the hallway. I did not see where they went. Now, I guess they could have went another way, but that floor was it's a square floor. They could have gone, all of them, I guess, could have gone the other way, but I did not pass anybody. It was only about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, that it took me to turn around and go back in that direction. Never saw the door open, never heard the door open, never saw the light go off, never saw anybody. And to this day, I don't know what that was. And to this day, which now has been 22 years ago, I've never seen anything like that. And again, I'm not saying it's a ghost. I'm not saying, I don't know what it was. But that's my September 11th story. Now, where were you on September 11th? Or do you have any remembrances of this date 22 years ago? It's really our Pearl Harbor. Now, maybe a few of our listeners were alive during Pearl Harbor. That number is getting few and far between now. But if you have any remembrances, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038 of September 11th. Would love to hear from you this morning. 740-751-4038. And, you know, I've often started to think of this day like July 4th because I always think on July 4th, do we really still live in the country that the founding fathers set up for us? Would they really be happy with the way things are going, with what we're doing? Would they suspect that this is how it all would have turned out 250 years later? So when it comes to September 11th, if you remember, we were all united. A matter of fact, we had President George W. Bush, who was a Republican, and the senators from New York at that time were Chuck Schumer, who is still there, a Democrat, and Hillary Clinton, if you remember right, was the senator from New York during that time, a Democrat. And they all worked together during 9/11. And I don't know if that would happen now. I just don't know. I hope it would. I hope it would. And for a long time, we always worried, would there be another terrorist attack? We had color-coded warning levels. It was a different time for quite a while. Maybe 3 or 4 years after that, that was the talk. But here we are in 2023, 22 years later. Does anybody have any remembrances? Where were you on September 11th, and what did you think? People thought the world was ending, if I remember right. Or does anybody have any thoughts on my little experience there of going back to college? And I have no idea what those kids were doing in that room. I assume that they were praying. It was a vigil. But where those kids went, I have no idea. I never saw them in the hallway. And I remember thinking, first day of school, why are these hallways so empty? That is very, very strange. Well, 28 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a September 11th story they'd like to share with us or have any thoughts on anything I've talked about here this morning? Now, there are some facts that I do want to read this morning about this because I think that's important to remember. It's been 22 years. On September 11th, 2001, nearly 3,000 people were killed. 400 were police officers and firefighters in the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon building in Washington, D.C., and in the plane crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. 3,000 people were killed, 400 police and firefighters. Let's see here. On any given workday, up to 50,000 employees worked in the World Trade Center, Twin Towers, and an additional 40,000 passed through the complex. So there you go. A lot of people made it out, thank goodness, clearly, with 50,000 employees working there and 40,000 passing through, and we only lost 3,000, but that's rough. After the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center, the rescue and recovery cleanup of the $1.8 million tons of wreckage from the World Trade Center site took 9 months. Let's see here. Are there any? The attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11 resulted in the largest loss of life by a foreign attack on American soil. So it is the largest loss of life by a foreign attack on American soil. 18 people were rescued alive from the rubble of the World Trade Center. 18. And I think that's pretty much the facts as they were on September 11th, 2001. So again, does anybody have any memories of this date that does live in infamy? September 11th, 2001. September 11th in general. And, you know, one of the other odd things about it is, you know, it is 9-11. And we've started to call it 9-11. And, of course, 9-11 is the emergency phone number that we've all used for years and years and years when we need help. And somehow this day ended up being 9-11. You know, I don't know if there were ever any studies or things done in regard to was this date picked because it was 9-11, 9-1-1. I don't know. Has anybody ever heard anything about that? Again, give me a buzz if you're out there this morning. Maybe snuggling under a blanket this morning. 58 degrees and cloudy skies. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 58 degrees and cloudy skies. You know, I'll tell you another problem with this morning is we're coming off the popcorn festival and the holiday week, Labor Day week. So it's tough for people to get back to the normal swing of things this morning. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if you'd like to comment on anything in regard to September 11th. I'll tell you, we became very patriotic for a while. I remember everybody wearing the red, white, and blue lapel pins and people putting flags out in their yard who normally didn't have them there. And it was just a different time. You really had to live through it. And I'll tell you, it has dawned on me at some points now that kids who have graduated high school were not alive during 9-11. I mean, that to me is kind of shocking. Because 9-11 to me does not seem like that long ago. And now for the last 4 years, the kids graduating high school have zero memory of it because they were not alive when it happened. You know, Matt, who's in here on Fridays with us, he's 19. He was not alive when it happened. And Carrington, who's in here, who's 22, well, she would have just been born when it happened and probably has no memory of it at all. So weird how time flies by, but that's our story and our remembrance of 9-11-2001 here this morning on the program. If you'd like to contribute anything to that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, on the Marion front, over the weekend, I got a message and a picture from one of our devoted listeners out there, Kevin. Now, do you remember, it's probably been going on for a year now, we were talking about the certified station over on Main Street near Boyd Funeral Home. And what is going to go in there? They took the tanks out. What's happening there? And somebody stopped at one point and asked what's going in there. And it was supposed to be something called the Busy Bee Convenience Store. Well, one of our listeners, Kevin, was passing by there. And he took a picture. There is now a sign in the window over on Main Street at what used to be the certified that says Busy Bee Convenience Store coming soon. Now, has anybody else heard anything about the Busy Bee over there on Main Street near Boyd Funeral Home? There is now a sign in the window, Busy Bee Convenience Store coming soon. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure that'll be a big boom for the people in that neighborhood, considering nothing has been there, I think, for probably a year now. Now, coming soon, I don't know what that means. I don't know how quick coming soon is, but there's your update on the Busy Bee Convenience Store at what used to be the certified on Main Street here in Marion. Now, Friday night, during the Friday night program, we had a phone call, and I didn't get too deep in this because we were off in other subjects, but it certainly is something I would get in deep here in on the morning show. We had a phone call from a caller who was talking about these islands, is what I call them, I don't know if they're really called roundabouts or islands or spikes or what they are, but up and down Delaware Avenue. I believe there's a couple of them in front of Arby's and Wendy's on Delaware Avenue. And then there's one or two down by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue. And you really cannot get in and out of these places anymore, or at least go in the direction you would want to go in. You used to be able to pull out of Wendy's or Arby's and go in whatever direction you wanted. Same thing with McDonald's down by the mall. And now that is no longer the case because of these islands and embankments. Now, I don't go down Delaware Avenue all that often, so honestly, I probably haven't seen them in a month, but I think they are finished. But the last time I went down there, I remember thinking, boy, these things are a big problem. Now, has anybody else noticed the problem down on Delaware Avenue where they've put these islands and spikes in front of Wendy's and Arby's and McDonald's? Does anybody know why they were put in? Were a lot of accidents happening in that particular area? I don't remember hearing about it if they were. Hopefully they were just minor fender benders if they were. But are they causing you any problems? If you live on that side of town, the South End, are these things cause? Again, I don't know what exactly they're called. I refer to them as islands. Are these causing you problems? I know they're problems for a lot of people. Well, the call we had on Friday night was basically talking about the problems that they have caused that particular listener. I really don't know. It's they just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Very strange things. Certainly making driving more difficult on Delaware Avenue. Is there really that amount of traffic outside of these fast food places? I don't remember ever pulling out of Wendy's and thinking, boy, there's a lot of traffic here on Delaware Avenue. Now, on Mount Vernon Avenue, I've seen that trouble, but never really on Delaware Avenue. And I've never seen it at McDonald's either, because there's a light, because you've got to pull out of the mall parking lot, and there's a light there. So I never thought that was a big problem. You would have thought the light would have taken care of that problem. So does anybody have anything to say about these embankments, these islands in the road on Delaware Avenue? If you do, give me a buzz. Again, phone lines are open this morning, 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. I really don't know why they're there. I know they've made travel down Delaware Avenue certainly more treacherous. And, you know, I understand, again, they don't want wrecks, and I assume that's why they're there, but I think they could cause wrecks if people crash into these things. And are people really aware of them? Do you pay close attention to them? I don't know. Just a topic of conversation here this morning. And again, if you want to get in on the conversation, Busy Bee Convenience Store now putting up a sign saying that they are going to open soon. The anniversary of 9/11 this morning. The islands or embankments, whatever they are, on Delaware Avenue, outside of Wendy's and Arby's and McDonald's. All these things are on the table this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, speaking of the Friday night show, we had a great time on Friday night with Carrington and Matt and Sean. We had the full gang back at full staff on Friday night. Did that show during the Popcorn Festival. It was a lot of fun. But it's interesting because I have noticed over the weeks that the majority of the conversation during those shows, and I do have to hand it to Carrington last week, she brought in topics of her own. The majority of the topics in those shows do have to do with relationships. Now, here's why I think this is happening. Number one, I think kids are not as interested in politics as older people. And I also think we talk enough politics. You know, we cover the events when they happen. And to constantly cover those, you know, I think can become a little bit monotonous. So it's kind of nice during one show a week to get away from that. Also, again, I think it's age-driven. I think that's something they would rather talk about. And I think that, in general, any relationship between human beings is fascinating. I mean, it really, really is when you think about it. Whether it's a friendship or a family member or a relationship, you got to get along. And that takes two people. And it is, I mean, we talk a lot about divorces. We talk a lot about relationships. We talk a lot about all that stuff. But it is so interesting when you think about it, because what makes people do what they do? What makes people tick? So I hope everybody is enjoying that conversation, because to be honest with you, again, I think current events and all the things going on in the world that we could be talking about that would be ripped off the front page, whether it be local news or national news, you know, I think we cover enough of that. It's nice on Friday night to come in and not really focus in directly on that. I'm glad we cover the news. You've got to cover the news. I think that's very important. But it's nice to come in on Friday night and just have some fun talking about silly subjects, or really any subjects. We talked a little bit about those embankments last Friday night on Delaware Avenue, which I thought was a good kind of straying away from what we were talking about. So are people enjoying the Friday night show? Did you catch it last Friday night? We had quite a few calls, which I certainly do appreciate. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Plus, I will tell you something else. When we end up talking about politics, or when we end up talking about anything of that nature, people get very passionate. Now, I don't mind that. I think people should get passionate all they want. But I don't know. I don't want people to feel uncomfortable. I don't want people to feel put off. I think it's hard to put off somebody when you're talking about relationships or street embankments. It's much easier to put people off when it comes to politics. Right now in this country, we just are very, very, very divided. And we have very, very, very strong opinions when it comes to politics. And people get very heated about it. And you know, I'm happy that people are passionate about what's going on. But I also hope it doesn't upset people or deter people from calling in. Because that's not the purpose. So that's really on Friday night why we drive to different subjects. Easier subjects, maybe subjects that are not so controversial. But I certainly am enjoying the time where we've definitely become a friendly bunch on Friday night. Certainly not afraid to say anything to each other. And I didn't get to talk much about it last week because we did the taping on Wednesday night. And then I was off on Thursday, but came back on Friday. The taping of the exchange on television, which you can get on YouTube by just going to YouTube and searching Exchange Scott Spears with Carrington and Matt and Abby, was a lot of fun last week. And you know, when you sit down, you immediately know if the group is going to work. And that group just worked. Everybody disagreed with everybody. At some points, we agreed with everybody. There were no big arguments. But it just flowed. And I remember everybody said, boy, that hour went by fast. So hopefully we'll be able to do much more of that. Now, it's kind of interesting that And I won't get into the depth of this. I think we discussed it a little bit on Friday night. But Carrington had something to say about Abby Friday night. And Abby had said something to me about Carrington after the taping on Wednesday night, I believe it was. So, already becoming a very friendly bunch, as it were. But, you know, it, again, that's one of those things. Interpersonal relationships between men and women are different. I don't know what you would call them, sayings or what they said about each other. You would never have men say that about each other, which I think is a little different. But certainly not bad, just different. All right, so hopefully we'll get another taping in this week because we, I think, only scratched the surface with last week's program. But a lot of fun, and I've heard back from a lot of people who watched it, who enjoyed that. And I appreciate that certainly to a high degree. All right. Well, there's a lot of ground we've covered this morning. Anything on anybody's mind this morning? Kind of a quiet group out there this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it could be that after Labor Day crowd, could be that after the Popcorn Festival crowd, could be the fact that the temperatures are a little cooler this morning at 58 degrees. If anything's on your mind, though, give us a buzz. And I do want to say, I pick an awful lot on divorce. Now, this is coming from the non-married person, but I do truly believe that, as everybody pretty well has said, everybody who we've talked to, that if you're married once, if you get a divorce, that can happen. You know, sometimes you just don't marry the right person. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. And I don't think anybody is going to penalize you for getting married a second time. Because, you know, hey, maybe the first one didn't work out. Maybe that was just a mistake. But let's give the second one a try. Let's see how that goes. I think the problem is when the second one ends, now we're starting to say, well, is it really the other person? Was the other person just not a fit? Because then once you get on to the third one and you do it again for the third time, I think we're all starting to wonder, now, why do you feel it necessary to do this? Because isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different outcome? I think that's really what's going on there. And then once you get past the third time into the fourth time, or possibly the fifth time, I think we all have to wonder, well, why in the world are you doing this? Why are you not pumping the brakes? I guess it's, you know what it is? It honestly, I think, is hopefulness. This will be different. This will be different. Well, you probably thought that with the other ones. You just don't remember it. Or else, why else would you have married them? And I just think once you get a certain amount under your belt that, boy, oh boy, you really have to examine your life. And at some point, I think we all should examine our lives. But I really think you should examine your life and say, what in the world am I doing? Why do I need paperwork? Am I afraid this person's going to leave? Now, I don't have anything against the paperwork the first couple times. But boy, I think once you get past the sign-up paperwork and the disillusion paperwork the first two times, I think you would think, well, you know, why don't I just see how this goes for 4 or 5 years and see if anybody leaves? Because you know what? I think it is confusing to kids. I think it is confusing to family members. And I think it is confusing to friends and family. I mean, nobody's going to say don't do it, and nobody's going to try to chastise you for doing it. But I think we all end up saying, why is this going on? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I thought maybe you'd have the Buckeye guy on bragging about Ohio State.
You know, he did very well in his pick. I mean, he wasn't right on, but he was pretty close.
Well, I thought he was pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what do you think happened on Saturday? Buckeyes certainly opened up the margin on Saturday against Youngstown State.
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay too much attention to sports. I do. I used to really be enthused about them. They did run a pretty good conference and stuff, and scoring was pretty close and everything, you know. But it's either a runaway or this away, or this player's disqualified, or this player isn't going to show up for 6 months, and all those things are happening now that didn't appear in my lifetime. Well, watching stuff like that, sports and anything else, even the weather. I never seen a weather map that has 78, 79, 76, 73, 74, 15 counties in the state of Ohio has got weather temperature on there. I thought, man, this is crazy anymore, the way they just fill the gap and stuff on TV and radio that just take up dead airspace. It's not really a thing. I heard something about a airplane wreck or something like that, or a close wreck or something in Hardin County. That's just next door to us, so they don't even hear any more about that. And when you see the news and stuff, they flash it on and off, and all the dividing things in Marion and all the other parts of the world, they got the same thing. It's just a matter of getting used to them. But these arrows on different streets in Marion, when it snows, maybe, I know, maybe the placard up there don't get blowed down. Why, you're going to be kind of lost which way you can go and which way you can't, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've never understood that, especially the big one is there right in front of Papa John's, where we lose a lane on Center Street, and there's a big arrow on the ground, and I understand there is a little bit of a sign there. But if you can't see that sign, or it's snowing, or there is a lot of traffic there, you would never see that arrow, and you would crash into the back of a car.
Well, I think it'll all take its course, you know. It usually does, but boy, things sure is changing quickly. And if you talk to somebody one day, they'll say, "Oh no, that isn't that. Busy Bee." Now, wasn't there something else in Marion called the Busy Bee? My memory is really slacking off on what used to be and what isn't to be, because the signs I used to see aren't there anymore, and the other names are there that I can't even pronounce.
I know. Wait, are you excited about the Busy Bee?
Well, what did that used to be to start with?
I think that was the old Certified.
Oh, I mean the Busy Bee. We had another facility in Marion called the Busy Bee. And I know it right off the tip of my tongue. If I had a multiple choice, I'd say, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. We had another Busy Bee in Marion. I'm sure that you've lived here long enough and been around long enough that you did hear of a Busy Bee.
You know, I think I have heard of a Busy Bee, but I don't remember what it was. Was it a car wash?
I don't know. I can't locate it. As I say, in my mind, I think that it's me. Being 82 years old, that the effect is bearing down, but I don't think so. It just seems that stuff don't stay the same day in and day out, so I don't even know about your radio station, tell you the truth.
What about it?
That's what I'm saying. What about all the commercials and all the stuff? Who is Linda Sims now? Is that still the one that...
She's still the Busy Bee.
Is she still Linda Sims, or did she get married and just keep the name Linda Sims?
You know, that's interesting, because she did get married back in May, but...
Well, it's always interesting. That's the only answer you get, see, you know?
It's interesting, because she did get married back in May, and I have seen her since then, but she's never said, call her anything else. And her name did not change on any social media or anywhere else, so I just have kept calling her Linda Sims.
And Pastor Craig, has he got a last name?
He does. He does. Heilman.
Heilman?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that name on any of the things that he's involved in with the radio. It's just Pastor Craig. Somebody asked me, who is Pastor Craig? Where does he come from? I think he's lives in Morrow County, or did, or once time, and maybe in that area over there. I don't even know that.
Yeah, I believe now, though, he attends Pastor Whitaker's church.
Oh, okay.
But I still think he still, I think, might be in the Morrow County area.
Okay, that's down in Prospect, right?
Yeah, that's where Pastor Whitaker's church is.
Now, is that his church? Is he pastor of that church, or is there somebody else that affiliates with him down there besides just recently Pastor Craig?
No, Pastor Whitaker, I don't think Pastor Craig has done any ministering there yet, but I think they have talked about it. I think there's been conversation of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's just some fill-ins on our own little radio station here. You know what? They really advertised WMRN. I never heard that so many times in my life when they was announcing the football games there, Friday Night Football. So that was pretty interesting. I thought, WMRN, I don't even get up north town on the radio station. Have they got their call letters, WMRN, still up there? Is that still where they announce from and stuff?
Well, I think the games, I honestly don't know for sure, but I know that the games obviously are done at the football field, but there's probably an engineer back at the studio who still does that, I would think.
I was just wondering about that landmark WMRN, if it's just a building there, or if it's being used for anything, or if the tradition of WMRN, the tradition in our city is just kind of going by and changing names, all right, but we don't know what they're talking about when they change. Now, if I complained enough that I qualify for the best complainer of the morning, is that it? Hey, and how about Matt, did he take the microphone down there and try to get a hold of Buckeye Guy?
You know, it's interesting. I have not seen Matt since Saturday. It's possible. I just have not seen him since Saturday.
Oh.
He's a go-getter, though. I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
I thought maybe if he did, it'd be a tight communication if you are with them 5 days a week and six times a day and this and that.
You know what's interesting? I'll tell you something funny. It's interesting you bring that up, because I was having that conversation last night with somebody about Carrington and Matt, and they're like, well, you probably see them quite a bit, don't you? And in passing, I see them, but not really a whole... Now, Carrington, I probably have seen more lately than anybody else. Now, I saw her yesterday, and
well,
I saw...
Well, that would be right. That's a female, see?
So is that what...
They're a female.
Is that how that works? When they're a female, you see them more often.
So-called females with you, Scott. You're a very interesting person on that one. But, boy, you changed names on these females, and I haven't got time even to write a list down to know all the female names, and there's a couple of them that I've never met pertaining to the show. And I always thought, well, Ted, you're always interested. You like to see the people that's behind the mic, and this is one opportunity in Marion, Ohio, that you do see the person behind the mic if you want to. But the rest of them, as far as outside appearances and stuff, well, you never see them. And that's kind of sad, same way with electorals, this and that. You don't ever see the person. You might see a sign, but how is the run for the mirror race? Do you see much more signs? I don't get up through town anymore. I just don't interest me going through town, but they did clean up. I went up Sunday. Boy, if they keep Marion streets like that, day in and day out, we'd get the award, the Blue Ribbon, for the best clean streets. They really look beautiful there.
We'd be doing okay. Hey, we got about a minute left. Hey, I'll fill you in on the mayoral race when we come back from the break.
Good deal. Bye.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll talk about that mayoral race on the other side of the break and also take more of your phone calls, 740-751-4038. Memories of 9/11. Busy Bee Convenience Store, going where Certified used to be on Main Street. The islands in the middle of Delaware Avenue, or whatever you call them, embankments. We'll talk more about that. The mayoral race, I see a lot of Bill Collins stuff. I honestly just don't see a lot of Glenn Coble stuff as of yet. We'll see what happens as that goes on. And I do see more of Carrington than I do of Matt. But I see Matt. Just depends on what's going on that particular week. All right, we're going to break, and I'll be back with much more in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
You've
never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the... You bring your enemies close.